Many of us in the city of Moreton have friends or family overseas, or indeed, we've welcomed many from overseas and also other states who have seen the light and decided to live in the best state in Australia, who have left friends and family behind. So, with Christmas just around the corner, we need to check on those deadlines for your parcels and your Christmas card destinations. And right now, we have just the man who can help you. Good morning, Mike Urban, Postmaster of the Wemuran Post Office.
Yes, good morning, Rosemary, and how are you? And thanks for having me on 101.5 FM today.
It's a pleasure, Mike. Now, Mike, these all-important dates have been released for sending Christmas cards and parcels so that customers can plan ahead to make sure that their presents arrive before the Thursday, the 25th of December. What should people, or when, I beg your pardon, should people send their parcels and cards for Christmas in Australia?
Okay, let's talk about parcels first of all. So if you're sending ordinary parcels, that's standard parcel post as opposed to express, and you're sending within Queensland region, you should look at Monday the 22nd as being the absolute latest date.
Good.
If it's going interstate, look at around about the Friday beforehand, Friday the 19th at the absolute latest. Express parcels, you can do right up until about the 23rd. Now, that would be for Queensland only. If you're going interstate, you need to drop that back a little bit earlier than that. And particularly if you're going further away, say to WA, Northern Territory, Tasmania, or even regional areas. The motto is post early to ensure it gets there on time.
Good one.
Now, if you're doing letters or cards, that's okay. If you're doing letters or cards, let's aim for the 18th of December for going within the Queensland area, and Tuesday the 16th if you're going interstate. But once again, regional areas, you need to post early.
Right. So that's for our parcels and also our cards. Mike, what about if we're doing this for overseas people?
Okay. Depending on where you're going overseas, Economy Air post anywhere between the 21st of November and the 5th of December at the latest. Now, depending on where it's going, if you're going to New Zealand, for example, you can post a little bit later because it's not that far away. But say if you're sending something to South America or in Europe, you need to post that earlier to make sure it gets there on time. Now, if you're sending international standard, which is a little bit quicker, aim for around about the 28th of November to the 12th of December, which gives you a little bit extra time. But once again, depending on where you're sending it to, you'll have to decide whether to post earlier or later. Earlier is definitely better than later, and International Express between the 5th and the 18th of December. But I wouldn't leave things go to the 18th. You're getting fairly close there. Aim earlier once again to guarantee it's going to get there on time for Christmas.
Oh, fabulous. Mike, I've got a couple more questions to ask you. Do you mind waiting with me? So we'll just go off to a song break and we'll come back and we'll get those other couple of questions for our listeners.
No problem at all, Rosemary.
Okay, thank you. Won't be long. We're talking with Mike Urban, and he is the postmaster out there at Wemuran Post Office. And we were talking about our parcels and cards for Christmas. Mike, thanks for waiting with me here. What happens if an item are posted after these dates that you've just given us?
Well, if they're posted after those dates, we'll attempt to get it delivered as early as we possibly can. And sometimes that may mean after Christmas, unfortunately. So the motto of the story is avoid the Christmas rush, post early. It doesn't matter if it gets there early, but people may be disappointed if it arrives after Christmas.
Absolutely. Now, Mike, what can people do to stay on top of their deliveries to make sure that everything's happening? Yeah?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, get in early with your posting, sort out what you're planning on sending to your precious relatives and friends, and post it early. Don't wait till the last minute and then hope that it's going to get through, because a lot of people do that. So if you get in early, there's a really good chance it's going to be there on time when they wake up Christmas morning.
Beautiful. And look, before I let you go, Mike, is there anything else that we should be aware of?
Well, this year there's no change to card only in Australia. That's 65 cents if you're posting. That's a greeting card only, not a letter attached. So a greeting card, 65 cents, same as last year and the year before. So we're kept the prices down on that. And it's the same for overseas as well. It's $3 anywhere in the world to send a greeting card for Christmas.
Okay.
Now, there's a little bit of a concern at the moment about what's happening in the US with regards to tariffs. And that's a little bit of an interesting story because it changes quite regularly. But at the moment, if you're posting to the US and you're sending it as a gift to a friend or a relative, providing it is under $100 US, which at the moment is about approximately about $150 Australian, you won't be paying any tariff on that whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So keep your gifts going to the US under the 150 mark, and you'll be good. Make sure you declare everything on your customs form and prepare that ahead of time. As you're packing your parcel and putting your stuff going overseas, do your customs form at the same time so you don't miss out on anything that's inside the parcel. You don't want it to get rejected and come back, and then it's definitely not going to get there before Christmas.
Oh, that's some good information there, Mike. I'm not sure that everybody knows about that, but hopefully what you've said now will prompt them to be a little bit more careful with overseas packaging, hey?
Yes, that's for sure.
Okay.
And if in doubt, you can always call in and ask. We're more than happy to help you out with that.
Wonderful. Mike Urban, Postmaster at the Wamuran Post Office, thanks for joining us here and keeping our community connected and informed. Well, did you get all those dates? No? Well, head to the 1015.com.au website and search podcasts at the top. Click on the search icon and type in Mike Urban and just think Keith Urban, you got it, and you'll be able to find out what Mike was telling us about. And we really need to know that these parcels get to those long lost rallies, or perhaps ask him where to go out and find out about the Wamuran Post Office and post your Christmas mail out there. Thanks, Mike, for talking to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Rosemary, and thanks 101.5 once again for having me on. Have a great day.
Thank you.